All right, I have to say that. I say we just go around this room.
All right. So name and primary kink.
Name
whatever
and primary
else.
Kink.
Intro.
Okay, Ed, and I like to evolve probably hot wax. This might be.
I'm Lee. I'm a submissive puppy, and I'm becoming more and more of a little bit of a pain slut, so...
No. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. We're definitely going to need more chairs, Jim.
Yeah.
A couple here in the wall.
Yep. Yeah, let's make sure.
Let's expand it out a little bit.
Free up a chair.
We're going to need a lot more chairs.
Free this one up. Just.
Okay, more chairs.
Please count them down.
Such a bad problem to have.
I don't know. Really.
Any more?
I'm sure there will be. I'm betting we're probably going to get at least another five guys.
We'll just put this in the middle.
Yeah.
Flower room only.
Or we can buddy up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where were we? Oh.
Right here.
We're waiting for this guy to stick up. Okay. I'll start. Get over my painful shyness. Papa Tony. I live over normal heights. Primary kink, slave owning master. Yeah.
My name is Frank, and primary kink has been foggy. But you know, I'm a little intrigued by needle play all of a sudden. Don't worry.
I'll worry a lot.
My name is Chuck, and probably my primary kink is nipple play.
Mm.
Did we skip Bob?
Did we skip Bob?
We did. Yeah. He's like, shit.
That's honest. I already know what it is. I'll tell it to you. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You may, sir. My name is Bob. I am honored to be this man's slave. And that's definitely my primary kink, but there's also chastity play is very fun for me.
Otherwise known as orgasm control, baby. Yeah.
My name is Michael. Pretty much anything in the masochistic vein works for me.
And I'm Daddy Jeff. Being in the daddy role was probably my biggest fetish. I enjoy that the most. And then my kinkiest one is fisting. Yes.
Go daddy.
Yeah.
So I put traffic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm Jim from University Heights. I like to give bondage massage, and I've started adding some verbal role play to kind of enhance the feeling of helplessness and being kidnapped.
I'm James. My primary kink, I would have to say, would be cigars, and I like puppy play as well.
And this boy is Boy Richard, and primary kink is being dad's boy. My kinkiest kink, and the windows got open quite a bit this weekend, is still bondage, but I'm exploring the enthusiasm some new avenues for favorites.
I'm Daddy Ron, and my kink and fetish is a full-time being daddy.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoy a lot of things. I enjoy sounding, and a boy in a speedo just rips my heart out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to Keita. My primary kink is, you know, I seriously love just being a sick little sadist.
I already went over there.
My name's Cameron, but I'm also a boy pup, Colton. Boy and pup is my primary kink right now, but over this past weekend, thanks to Masters Frank and Masters Magnum, it's kind of gone into flogging and mummification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tyler. Being a boy pup is what I really enjoy, and mostly also flogging too.
I'm Donnie. I'm a boy, a little, I'm into age playing, spanking, flogging.
I'm Marco. The scenes I'm into are kidnapping and abusing scenes. I have most experience with beastin.
Mm. What? Beast stimulation.
Electrical.
I'm David. I live in the Midway District. It changes daily. Today I'm going to say dildo
flesh. My name's Kirk. I'm a daddy. And my area is impact play, specializing mostly in paddling, spanking, but also getting into flogging more.
Magnum, I'm at University Heights. My kink is master, sir, dominant top, and first and foremost, I love to fuck. And I don't know if that's a kink, but I'm gonna bring it back. We're gonna revisit it.
Our original kink. I call it hardcore vanilla.
French vanilla.
flogging, I want to be a needle top.
Yes. You need to work on that a little.
Just inside. what is it? Flogging, and I'm interested in mummification. Top and bottom.
I'm Dan, I'm a daddy. The list of things that I won't do is shorter than the list of things I will do. So I think my primary kink at this point is shortening the shorter of the two lists even further.
My name is Scott. I am still surveying and shopping for something that really turns me on and lights me up. I very much enjoyed almost everything that I've done. The bondage and restraint seems to be a good place to start because it puts someone right where I need and want them for whatever whatever flavor may come up after that.
All right. Well, I'm Brett from Hillcrest for now. So we're under contract for a townhome in North Park, and we will see you. Dan made a good referral with his realtor, so, yeah, so, Dan is the name of the realtor, Scott was sitting next to me, thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
You're just so happy.
It's okay, Bob, we don't mind. Straight.
All right, Bob.
I'm going to say piss play. Water sports, I think. I'll say that today. That'll be really cool.
I'm Brian. Living with this guy. Excited about the new place.
Yay.
And probably pup play.
Uh-huh. I'm Mike. Domination and control. I really love that. And kinky stuff as age play.
Age play or edge play?
Age.
Ah, big difference.
Edge play.
Edge is very fun. Sir Jerry. Oh, there's so many things. Certainly like bondage, impact, play, flogging. Especially transformational intent, with intent. I'm Rod. I'll be whatever you want me to be. And my biggest kink is making your fantasies and my fantasies become reality.
Nice. I'm Brian. I live in South Park. I'm a pretty kinky guy. I like a lot of different things. Yell Hanky's probably one of my favorite things. And need to find out a little bit more about edge play. I guess I don't know the real definition of edge play, but I think I know. But anyway, that's it. But tomorrow night, Thursday, is Yellow Hanky at the Eagle. Mm. Yeah, he goes on.
I can see you get done.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dante. South Park. My primary fetish is anything leather, latex, fawn, piss. This is my main agenda.
Okay. All right. Matt, I'm just visiting. I like leather. I'm submissive. My weird shit is that. Sorry to swear. Is that I'm not very good at intimacy in relationships. So the more I like someone, the harder I find it is to say, I want to get fucked. Pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you for sharing. So, Jason, we're introducing with our name and our primary kink.
Hi, my name is Jason. I know a lot of you. Some of you I don't, so my primary kink, I have to say power exchange and a rope. Those are the two things that for me that really go hand in hand that I love a lot.
Cool. So since this is Michael's first time moderating, that's our Michael. Hooray for Michael! Thank you for moderating! He's organizing our events for the next 3 months, and my request, tonight's going to be a complete zoo, you know, so it's going to be really hard to moderate because, one, you guys saw what kind of energy there was coming into this room. I mean, it was just like, this is a really happy crowd. I mean, you guys are just triumphant and wonderful and bonded much more closely than before the weekend. It was a phenomenal weekend. So we also have a lot of other announcements coming up. My request, now, Jason, you came here for a particular reason. What was that?
Just to kind of share in the space with you guys.
I thought there was something else. I'm sorry. So,
just to be here to support you.
Yeah. So please defer to Michael instead of me, Mr. Big Mouth. But, you know, tonight, honestly, the topic is recapping our feelings, you know, or personal breakthroughs that may have happened because of the Butchman's weekend. However, I again remind all the men who are there, don't spoil the surprise for people. Don't talk about the processes. Talk about how you felt about it or what you learned from it or something like that. So, okay? Because we want to make sure that this is something that entices other people to take a chance, too. You all had to take a chance. Don't rob someone else of that experience. So, Michael, would you care to start off whatever it is?
I certainly will, Tony. All right, so from my experience, it was phenomenal. I can tell you that. There was definitely a lot of love and a lot of connection that went on. Sir Magnum, it was amazing. Thank you. Thank you as well, Frank. Oh, my God. So, before I even went there, a lot of the guys, I already told them this. I was a little hesitant going. At first, I was excited, but as time got closer, I was really nervous. But once you finally get there, you know you're surrounded with brothers, you know, you start to get a lot more of a camaraderie going. And it's just, it's all in all, it's very uplifting, I can tell you that. So that was my experience. Like, it was just, it was amazing.
So how about we just do it what they call what Mankind Project calls popcorn style, where you just, you know, just basically raise your hand and he'll call upon you so that we stay in order and don't have five different conversations going. So anyone else care to raise their hand and share? All right, I'll show you how it works. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first, I think there's a lot of people that weren't there, so maybe to explain a little bit about Witchman's Weekend. It's kind of dominant, submissive, slave, master is a big part of it, big part of the theme. So that's a lot of the interaction, and so we got into those roles. Some, it's not a role, it's a lifestyle, but some of us, it was a fetish to try on, to see how it worked. And then we also did some It's not a sexual weekend. It's you can get aroused, but it's we experimented. Not experiment. Well, we did some stuff was new for me. There was some. I don't know if we can say the events. Oh, we can't say the events that happened.
I would kind of. Yeah, just talk about what happened a little bit, and then
talk about your experience.
The experience with the things that the new experiences I had was there was the we did some flogging, and that was a different type. It was very nice. It was a little different style than we've done before, and it seems like I'm stifled of what I can share because I don't know how much the weekend we can.
Your feelings.
Was it growing? Feelings. Weekend, I tried some new things on that I'd never tried before. You know, I chose the role of a slave and to be submissive. I decided that that wasn't my thing, but I could, you know, maybe for the right person and the right style, you know, where I just felt like, you know, if there was some guy that I really, you know, wanted to do worship and do anything for, I think I'd be more into that, in that space. And with that, I think I'll just share. That will be my sharing.
For those who are sitting here with a question mark over your head, what we're talking about is what I was describing beforehand as a spiritual retreat for kinky men to have a safe space where you can have breakthroughs in your life. You can try new things and maybe have some transformational experiences in the midst of it. That's what it's designed for. There's a lot of sharing of wisdom. There's a lot of discussion. And I warned the leaders at the beginning that this was going to be different than any other Butchman's in history. And they were like, really? Tell me why. I said, because the vast majority of men that are here already love each other. We're a tribe. And you're going to get a real strong sense of that. Oh, they did. I checked in with them several times. They had to modify what they were doing in order to adapt to us. Because, matter of fact, two of the leaders, this was their last Butchman's. One of them had been doing it for 20 years. And they said that if you have to leave something, it's best to leave it on a high note like this. Because the energy was through the roof. I mean, amazing amounts of joy, amazing amounts of brotherhood. I mean, it was like you saw my review. I said it was like setting off a happiness bomb, a really big one, because there's just so much. We're so much closer now as a result. And incidentally, just a quick plug: in May, I'll have the information out soon. There is the next step, in my opinion, which is the Mankind Project's. What is it called?
New Warrior Training Adventure.
Yes, and it's a special one.
It's called The Gateway, and it will be targeted toward gay, bi, and trans men.
Yeah. They're not going to exclude anybody. Of the men. But this is very much meant to be this kind of crowd having a majorly transformational experience, and that's coming up, and I'll be putting the news out. But that is the next step, gentlemen. It really, truly is. I vouch for it. You know, I vouched for this one, and I didn't lie, did I? So, as far as my experience of the weekend, I made a big, stinky, smelly fuss. I was irate. I was pissy. I was on my, you know, I was on the rag. Okay, I didn't like one of the things that was happening. I made no bones about it, and it wasn't until at the very end, when the discussions were long over, when I finally realized what had made me so angry, I was terrified of how much I loved it. See, I grew up in a very hyper abusive household, and I fear what I call the beast inside of me. And in one of the processes, I was so into it in such a big way and so successful with it that it scared the crap out of me. And once I realized it, I let go of that fear. And yesterday, I practiced it on somebody special, and it was the best we'd ever had. And so then I'm willing to admit I was wrong.
Can we have that in writing, please?
Oh, yeah. I have no shame. I mean, my sense of shame was shot off in the war, honey. It's everywhere. Right. Yes, yes. Right now. Yeah, we have. Yeah, it'll be in the court case. so that's it for me.
So looking around the room right now, there's about 20 of us in here that either participated or was a volunteer at the Bushman's Experience this past weekend. And I just want to say that it was an experience unlike any other that I've ever had. It was my first one. And I learned a lot about myself. As most of you knew that was there, you heard me. I was told by plenty of people that some of the words I was saying ran deep, and that it's a revelation to me because I've never gotten that deep before with anybody. I said a few things like life is a highway, and there are breaks in the road, and there's troubling times that you might face, and that our tribe is always there. You'll find them along this road. Some at the breaks that'll help you make a bridge and cross, or some that'll be your wall and help you weather a storm that you're facing. And that storm could be anything from hearing some terrible news about a family member, or going through hard times with your significant other. And I also talked about how my leather life was a pool at first, that Friday. But then that Sunday, it went from a pool to an ocean. And I was ready to take that risk, and that ocean is life. And so, out of it, I think that I can say that I'm ready to venture more deeper into my kink than I ever have. Some of the kink that we did at the Butchman's was beyond exotic and exhilarating. And it's something that I can't wait to try with my significant others.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'll start by sharing a quote that I came across. The greatest good you can do for another is not just to share your riches, but to reveal to him his own. And Butchman's revealed so much about myself that I had not realized until this weekend. And the drama, the laughter, the tears, the friendship, the brotherhood, the tribal aspects were phenomenal. Being in a space where it was safe and being with incredible people like Jerry, who I was very close with for the 2.5 days, and it was an incredible experience. But to also see people who took the role of slave, but because there were multiple opportunities to flog, and some of the best flogging I've ever experienced was done by some people here who identified for that weekend as a slave. Thought there were a couple of things that I was not going to do under any circumstances, but once you got into the spirit and you realized you were so safe and loved by everybody there and by the people who were there to lead the workshop, it didn't take but a second to say, I'm doing this. I'm going to try this, because nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I gained so much from trying a couple of things that I never in a million years thought I would ever, ever, ever try. But I felt so safe and protected. And so I can't, as I was telling Jeff, the next one that comes around, run, do not walk. Try to get the registration form, sign up the first day, so that you do not find out, oh, sorry, it's sold out. It is just an incredible experience. I can't say enough wonderful things about all the opportunities it gave me to learn more about myself and about my fellow brothers. There are so many things shared that it's like, what the fuck? You gotta be kidding. Things people share it deep down, because we were trying to be really authentic. And that authenticity just opened my eyes that you think you know somebody that you've been knowing for a year or 2 years, and we found incredible things about each other that were just really eye-opening and incredible things to learn about each other.
If anybody is interested in it, they come to different locations like Palm Springs, Phoenix, and I think, are they all gay? You might want to look for the one that fits you best, too. But you can get one sooner. There are different ones.
So, men only, men, male identify, woman identify, and pansexual. Do anybody know what male identified is? Can I
get any? Be a trans man.
Okay, right.
Man and woman.
Yeah. Who you predominantly identify as?
I forgot to add one thing. The spirituality was so intense Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you want to really find out how spiritual things were, bornslaves.com is the website that has so many resources for slaves, but it's also really good for masters to go to that site and look at all the resources. And then bornslaves.tumblr is slave seven, slave masters, a slave, that seven, who then responds to questions that slaves write him about being a slave, the slave master, his experience, and then he answers. And both sides are really rich with not sexual things, but spiritual things about being a slave, and being a master, and exploring your kink side and so forth. So check those out.
Can I just add to that? There is a Yahoo group, Born Slaves Yahoo group, and they send out a daily email with any questions that have been posted, and at the very least, there's Seven puts out an inspirational, quote. At the very least, so every day you get something, and oftentimes it's conversation stuff going on. So if you're interested, check that one out too.
Now, I had a great time. It was difficult for me to decide whether to be a master or a slave. I chose slave because I thought I could learn more that way, and I. A great time, an incredible master. I always thought you kind of had to be like an asshole to be a master, and I found just the opposite. I found a master who was like really considerate. He brought a cushion for me to sit on. At the same time, I thought, well, I'm just going to be like a servant to him, and that was part of it. But at the same time, we talked about how a master can actually encourage a slave to really grow outside of his comfort zone and, start a business, earn $1 million, overcome a lot of fears. So I thought that was really eye-opening for me to see, to experience that heart connection and also to have be open to the possibilities of really developing a slave to the highest potential.
How about somebody? Happy you.
Well, this boy attended the seminar with a great deal of ignorance about what was going to go on, as many there also experienced. And the spirituality aspects of it were the thing that struck me the most. Because I had a lot of spiritual growth. The thing that was a little uncomfortable for me, or it might be uncomfortable, is that boy was attending it with Sir Ralph, who happens to be his boyfriend, in case you don't know. With him standing. but the recommendations are is that those who are couples or paired in some way choose opposite roles or get paired with someone else rather than get paired and go through it. I thought, okay, it feels like we really need to try this. So that's what we had a lot of talk beforehand, Alf and I did. And we decided well in advance that that's what we wanted to do. And I just left it up to the universe as to with whom this boy would become slave to, and made a perfect match. I don't know if we're allowed to say we were matched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this boy was matched with Master Dan.
Raise your hand, Dan.
Filling my experience.
I did it.
The event is arranged such so that as has already been mentioned, there are opportunities for people to
switch and try the active as well as the receptive side of it. Actually, both are pretty active when it comes down to it, but it's about power exchange. And this boy stayed pretty much in the slave submissive role the whole time. That was my comfort zone, so that's where...
That's what you do best.
Yes. Okay. And Sir Alf took a master role. And even before the event, as it happened, I happened to connect kind of on a spiritual level with the slave that was to be done, his slave for the weekend, through eye contact. Of course, boy watched Sir Alf quite closely the whole weekend, keeping one eye on the slave's master and one eye on Sir and his slave. And it was interesting just to try to feel the emotions that I went through watching this pairing, because at first I'm thinking, okay, I'm in my head. Is jealousy going to come up here? You know, what's going to happen? But by the time that I was first observed what was becoming a connection between Alf and his slave, I had had enough information and experiences from the weekend that I began to see it for what it truly was, which was something beautiful.
And I'm going to cry again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crying this weekend. and it happened.
Master Dan and I were on one side of this circle, this big room, and Sir Alf and his slave, whose name was Guy, were on the other side. So I got to watch all this going across the way there. And it happened to work that way quite often through the weekend. There were times when we did come together, two very, very important parts of the weekend, two experiences that I'm going to not discuss specifically, but the very first one, this boy had an opportunity to look deep into himself and see what it was that boy really wanted to release. And the thing that came up for me, I'm going to use the direct one here, the thing that came up for me was that I have lived a life of self-doubt, terribly good at self-sabotage, talked myself out of a lot of things, and that was what I wanted to release. And another part of the ceremony, we're asked what we would like to come in to take place as we release that. And what this boy asked to come in was joy and confidence. And folks, it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really happened. I am not the same person I was last Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I also want to talk about, because it was a very important part of the spiritualism of it, was the food that was part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
The culmination on Sunday night, Dad.
The pulled pork. Oh, yeah.
This is for all of us who enjoy this.
Yeah. I have never liked pulled pork. It's always too sweet and too gummy. Too gunky. I would scrape that junk off of the pork. Yours was perfect.
Thank you.
It was all homemade barbecue sauce. It
so good.
Mr. Sweet Tim's or whatever it is. Yeah.
No.
That was good.
For your girl, also.
Yeah. Michael's horrid bakery goods. Yeah. I spent the whole fucking weekend going, do I like this kind better or this kind better? And I just kept eating them thinking, I don't know, this one's kind of really better. So I must have had several dozen of those fucking cookies. And like I said in the newsletter, how the hell am I supposed to lose 20 pounds in the last week, next week and a half, if you keep cooking like that?
I want to I want to say a little bit more later, but I just want to say too, you know, I am so lucky.
Yes, you are.
So Chuck was with me the weekend, and he also did a lot of some of the cooking and preparing for us. And so I'm very happy.
Specifically, what?
Chili and that cornbread.
Cornbread.
Oh yeah. So What did your girl bring?
What didn't they bring?
Cucumber salad.
The cucumber salad came from my family, the three girls. They did the cucumber salad, the prime rib, for pretty much almost all of Saturday dinner. But they also had the ratatouille and a couple other things. And
yeah.
They were working behind the scenes. They knew how important it was for me. Not just Butchman's, but, and I'm kind of taking over the floor here.
Do it. Do it.
One of the things for me that was a beautiful part of the weekend was just to share the space with men that I feel like I could trust, men that I felt a kinship with. I grew up around all women, and I identify as straight, but there were no men in my life. My grandfather died when I was 7. He was my primary role model. It was me, my sister, my mom, my grandma, my grandma's 6 sisters. Pretty much no husbands because they all either died or ran screaming. And I'm not joking, right? That's literal. And so I've never really had very many strong male influences in my life. And thankfully, I feel like I grew up to be a good man. And this was probably the safest. And generally, I have, most of my life, I felt uncomfortable around that. Doesn't matter what you know, gay or straight or what, anything like that. Just generally, I've always felt uncomfortable. But that was probably the most comfortable I've ever been in a group of nothing but men. So
welcome,
I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who were there, who made that possible for me to have that breakthrough, for me to have that experience. There was nothing. I've been to 3 Bushmans. This was my 3rd Bushmans, and this was my 1st all men's, and it was just amazing.
Thank you, brother. Just a quick show of hands. How many men here relate to having difficulty relating to other men for a long time? I know I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the healing place here for that. And thank you. And by the way, I would say that the food that his girls brought, it's the distinction between eating and dining. Oh, God, it was good. Please, send our best.
I did, yeah. They got plenty of that, and just so all of you men know, they were working hard behind the scenes because they know how important it is for me to support all facets of my community, but especially the men's community, because that's a place where I know that I feel a deep connection. And this is where it happens for me, so really thank you. And they send their love to each and every one of you.
Good.
And say, great job at taking the plunge and trying it out for the weekend.
So maybe we can return the favor with the next one when we support them.
Oh, pansexual Bushmen.
Really quickly, is there any guys that weren't there to have any questions? Like, what's the deal going on?
Can I say something?
Yes.
I volunteered on Friday, and I had a good time for the few hours that I was there. I showed up a little early and helped bring some things in, and I checked everybody in and was welcomed by everybody that knows me from Fetishman, and it was awesome to see everybody because I haven't been here very much this last month. It was great to sort of catch up for a little bit, and it was seeing everybody's face as they walked in. They were so excited, and it made me happy to see that. And I'm sad that I wasn't part of the weekend because I have other commitments with coronation and not doing the turnout the way that I thought it was going to be, so I was a little pissed. I would have rather been with you guys. One question that I have, and I hope that you don't get mad at me, put you on the spot, is the day that Papa Tony called and talked to Mike and wanted Robbie and your guys to go, you were adamant that this is not what I want to do, but Mike needs to do it. So, how do you feel now that you did it? And has your attitude changed?
As I said before, and I didn't mention this, that, you know, I did kind of feel a little apprehensive about doing Butchman's. But as you can see on my list, I have my Butchman's man on. Butchman's was the shit. And I suggest anybody who did not go and people who did go to go again and to keep going and switch, like, try each side of the spectrum out. Because you got it's like a hill. On one side, you've got the M, one side the S. And you're up here. Which way are you going to fall? Whichever way you fall, there's going to be people there to help you, to pull you along and say, this is the route. Experience it. Take it all in. Breathe it in. It's a spiritual journey of enlightenment. And this past weekend changed everything for me.
While we're doing the support people, I didn't get to go, but I like they said, I cooked for Sunday. And I want to just respond to what I felt when I delivered the dinner on Sunday was everybody, and luckily they were on a break at the time when I showed up, so that was good, because I was like trying to sneak in and be quiet and not bother anybody and stuff. And everybody was just on a super wonderful, let's go back to the days of the hippies, love in. I mean, I was trying to sneak in and sneak out. I mean, I was in shorts and t-shirt and was not dressed for success. But everybody came up and gave me hugs and all this kind of stuff. And I, you know, you get images burned in your head, and I still see Sir Magnum nude. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I gotta go. This is just, whoa, too much. Woof.
Yeah.
So, that's the point I want to make is, it was, like I said, I was going to sneak in, sneak out, but I had to check on my boy, make sure he was okay. He was good. I had to check on Sir Alpha, make sure he was okay. And but the love that was in there was just, it was just, I kind of got into a shock, like, wow, this is just really amazing. So that was just for that little 10-15 minute period I was there. So I can't even imagine what the whole, you know, weekend was like. So well done.
I wanted to share that for anybody who identifies as a slave and is thinking about going, you'll be so amazed at how the slave at Butchman's several times is given a lot of power. And it was incredible. It was so surprising. What? I mean, and to be treated so special and wonderful and not like a piece of shit, like some people think a slave has to be treated like a piece of shit, it's incredible that slaves were given quite a few opportunities to be empowered and to be really shown how wonderful slaves are.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of people have some confusion or apprehension when they hear slave and master. I did. And I thought, well, how is this going to play? And they told me it's a synonym, one was the dominant and one was the submissive. I can relate to that.
Speak up.
But it was more than just the dominant and submissive aspects of it. There was a pride element that was part of being able to serve a master that I hadn't expected to happen in quite the way that I was serving. And also, I observed this with other slaves and the same feelings that they were experiencing as they were serving their masters. This experience allows a person, two people, to bond together, to share the experience in a way that's very, very unique. It cannot be described. It has to be experienced, just as the name implies. It has to be experienced.
He was before me.
Sure. The experience was interesting only because besides the emotions that you have, you're sharing the emotions of everyone else and experiencing those, and it's a powerful thing. Even if you just sat there like a log the whole weekend, it would be impossible not to be moved and transformed just from everything else going on around you. For me personally, I'm a service dominant, and I'm big into my service, and I notice, and I've seen little things within the greater community where you'll see people who identify as slaves, and they're not under a master, and they're miserable. That they, that's something, it's not, it's a dynamic that people who identify it on a deep level need that, and so for me personally, that was something where I've been on Slave Master's site and trying to do my research and seeing about modifying my own understanding of the dynamic, maybe to be a slave master, because I've seen a few individuals that I know personally that they're not collared and they're lost, and it's something that it goes beyond just the sexual aspect. It goes into the way that they like their life structured, and so it's definitely profound in that respect, gaining a kind of a greater understanding of the dynamic at a deeper level.
This is my second Butchman's experience, and last time I had a major life-changing breakthrough, and this time I had two. Last time I was realizing that I didn't have to be an asshole in order to be a sir, that it was okay for me to be this way and to be a master. And I needed that breakthrough inside of me. I mean, theoretically it's all very nice to think about it, but I needed to have it in every cell of my soul. And that's what happened last time. This time, I don't know how much I can express how proud I am of everyone. One of the things I said at the beginning, me being Mr. Big Mouth, I said, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. And you guys just dove in. You just really fucking went for the gold. And it was powerful. It was beautiful. I was so honored to be around you and to get to know you better. My God, what a glorious experience. And tied in with that, though, personal breakthrough, was that I realized that the ship has come into port. A year ago, I was struggling. I wanted really badly to, like, run everything myself, because gosh darn it, I can do it. Well, I needed to have a breakdown to let go. And now, I mean, honestly, folks, I put maybe 1% of the energy into this that I would have a year ago. And it wasn't necessary for me to pee all over everything. It just worked. Everybody showed up and did 100%. Everybody showed up like and worked like their lives depended on it. Whether they were doing the work inside the room or outside the room, they had too many volunteers. You know, you don't hear that. The play, it sold out with how many extras?
Two on the waiting list, but 21, 23
guys. Yeah. And I mean, and it happened like that in a month. And this was the first time, and I told them, you know, you're going to have to put in, you know, stack the slaves like cordwood for the next one, because there's just going to be some, you know, 180 people. Oh, God, no. I think this was the limit. But the breakthrough for me was that I have thoroughly moved into my next phase where I can just love and bless people and thank them, and I don't have to be the one with the steering wheel, you know, on the shift and the brake and controlling it. Let me. And it was wonderful. I came at peace with that. The other one was that it's okay for me to embrace my beast. That it's okay for me to let go of being the nicest top in town and sometimes just let the beast walk the streets. So this is a whole new breakthrough for me, and I'm going to be playing with it a lot more, so beware.
If you don't mind, I'd just like to share a little about my experience, which was at Butchman's a couple of years ago. I didn't go to this one. I was one in Phoenix. And what I came away with was an understanding and a realization that my desire to serve, although it is focused entirely right here for very good reason, it's I could serve another man and enjoy it, and that was very eye opening for me, because I didn't really believe that. So you know, I know people have talked about transformational experiences. I had exactly your experience of when we showed up there and I found out I would not be serving him that weekend. I was close to panic. You know, I figured I was going to hate it. And it was a little hard being so close and watching someone else serve him. But it didn't take me that long, a couple hours, and I got into what I was doing and kind of let that go. I could see that he was being well cared for, and I concentrated on serving the man I was slave to that weekend. And it was, obviously, I didn't have the same connection. Obviously, you know, there was a big difference, but I did enjoy it and realized that I could enjoy it, that, you know, this is amazing, this is special, but, well, no, and I can also, I can get into that headspace with someone else. So, anyway, and it was, I will point out that we had a great group of volunteers. I was working in the kitchen on Saturday, and we did have a great group of volunteers. You know, at one point we had so many people in there that they just kind of had to stand to the side because there wasn't room for all of us in there. It was a tiny space, but Shiloh is an absolute sweetheart, and, you know, you organize that thing so well between all of you that, you know, it went pretty darn smoothly.
And those yummy and fluffy scrambled eggs on Saturday morning were his.
Ooh. Now, who else was cooking? Somebody else was cooking, too. Who else was cooking with me?
Yeah, I didn't cook. I had thoughts of cooking, but I didn't cook.
You were occupied.
I was occupied. I'm going to start from it's like the circle, and then I'm going to move here. And I guess a lot of people were here, so probably heard some of it before. But, you know, I had a vision. I did Bushman's on Tony's recommendation, and Frank and I went together to Phoenix, and that was back in June. And I had a vision, and I got it co-signed with Frank. And Frank said, yeah, we can do this. We're going to do this. And what I'm starting out is that sometimes I have a way that I see myself that is different from how you see me. And sometimes I see myself like, don't nobody give a fuck. You know, people are, you know, they don't want to do anything. They're not in yes. They always got no going on and all these excuses. And what I was thinking was like, you know, a part of me was saying, Magnum, what the fuck are you doing? You know this shit ain't going to happen. And just the power of me speaking my truth. Mm-hmm. And I've come here for about a year or more and just speaking, owning my truth. I put it out there. Frank said, yes, we're going to do this. And it's just like spirit just started moving. Just started moving. And whatever I thought about myself, I can't say that shit anymore. That man is somewhere else. Because I can't go back to that anymore. Because after that, I told Master Jason here, and he was in yes. Well, I couldn't even, like I said, I couldn't even hardly get it out of my mouth. And he said, Magnum, I'll be there to do whatever you want to do. And then that comes with building bridges. Because Jason is part of Club X, his girls are, and other clubs, Left of Slash, all these other clubs that I don't even know that well personally. They just heard about it, and they were just like in it. You know, Facebook, right. Magnum, what you want? We can do this, we can do this. And I was just overwhelmed with it. Of all of the people who stepped up to volunteer, I asked Daddy, and he said, yes, Magnum, whatever you want me to do, just Facebook me, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. And it was like effortless. So I took on the role as slave, and it was a big step for me, because for me, I'm first dealing with all the black antebellum American slaving. So that's what I came in there with, and I came in with an attitude. It was like, you know, I was going to do it, but I was scared as hell. You know, when the time came around, I was going to choose. But something was calling me to step in here to deconstruct this, because there has to be some kind of line between it, and it is that that this weekend wasn't about that. What I got from it was stepping into servitude. It was about being obedient. And I got some personal insights on that. And I made a lot of missteps. I'm a don on the top, and I've had a couple of boys, and I had other people's definition of what a boy should be and how a boy is and what a slave is. And I'm telling you, it's different. And I played the role of slave. And slave, to me, is about obedience. And it's not about dominating someone, but I was called to serve. And then Friday was shaky for me. You know, it was like, you know, tripping all over myself. But Saturday, I really made a commitment. Is that I'm going to get out of my, let all my bullshit go to the side, and I'm going to serve this man. And I tell you, it was a spiritual eroticism for me. I mean, it just turned me on to just be there and to serve this man. I just got a lot of it. And it deconstructed, you know, there's porn slavery and the erotic stuff and all that. And I get all that, and that's fun too. But the spiritual eroticism of serving someone really got to me, and it put me in a place that, you know, I'm a master and I'm a service master, because I like bringing service, want to be of service to people. So I got that. And then the other part was leadership. That's what I got from the weekend. It's about being a leader and stepping into my power, being a wild man, stepping into whatever's going to happen, and knowing that I have this weekend brought where it was a closed session where I could take a look at all that. A lot of men in here had a chance to look at that power dynamic, which now I can really take it into my play. And I know we're talking about a lot of heady stuff and, you know, spiritual stuff. And don't get it wrong, and I don't get it wrong, is that I'm all about having fun, fucking, pissing, snot going, and all other kinds of stuff. I'm all for that. But what I want to bring to fetish men and to the San Diego Love community and beyond is to sometimes go on a retreat, hone your craft, and then when you come back, you can turn this motherfucker out. Ooh. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm going to turn San Diego out. You better get ready. Okay. Look, there was one more thing. Bridging... yeah, so all I want to put out there is that I'm all about growth and development, because I'm 53 years old and I truly believe that it is never over to be growing and developing and finding out stuff, because, you know, in my head it's like, oh, I know that. You can't tell me that. I know all about that. And I really don't know. The more I think I know, I don't know. And so my commitment to this group is that I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to put it out there. Like Papa Tony just said, what's coming up is the new warrior training adventure from the Mankind Project. And it's more about spiritual development, stepping up, looking at what it is for you to be a man in this world and to make this world a better place. And your own, and how you are with yourself. So I'm going to bring it to you. You can say it's not ready for me, and I'm not going to pressure you. But I'm not going to stop. And the other thing is volumetric is coming around. That's all the stuff that gets you in touch. It got me in touch with my sexual eroticism and asking for what I want sexually without having shame about it. So I'm going to be coming to you. Hey, you want to sign up for this? All I want to offer is come with me. Just come. Just come. And if not, there's no pressure. But I'm going to bring it. And that's all I got to say for it right.
All right. Just a quick thing that I want to communicate with you guys. Only have one really deep regret about this weekend, and it involves Magnum. It didn't fucking occur to me to grab my phone and take a picture of Magnum standing at the front of the room and every human being in the building on their knees and bowing to him.
Oh, yeah.
So every time that he comes to me as a brother and says, oh, I don't know if I can do this, I'm going to remind him of that moment by painting a picture with words. So it is break time.
No, I just wanted to put it down on break.
As you heard Magnum recommend body electric and the Mankind, I shared this Friday night that Magnum and Frank Papatoni, all three, had recommended Butchman's. And I thought, in a leap of faith, okay, I'm going to try this because I really trust these three people. But I said jokingly that, you know, of course I had three people I could blame. Friday night, I knew and I said, and it's really true, I would have paid double or triple the amount of money for the experience for the 2.5 days. Easily. Double, triple. It is so worth it. So when you hear Magnum and Frank and Papa Tony and any of your brothers here recommend something and you trust them, go for it. Nothing venture, nothing gain.
Beautiful.
Let's go on break, y'all.
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, did somebody leave?
Okay, gentlemen, this is Tony's turn to shine. I have the newest newsletter with me already loaded, and do I have glasses?
I don't see them. Any glasses.
I know, I brought some. They're in my pocket or something. Who knows? I'll just squint from a distance. It's what I do. I don't really need to record this.